Commentator Frank DeFord's ability as a wordsmith has served Morning Edition listeners for more than 22 years. He remains a staunch defender of the English language.
A lovely thing about sport is that it's one of the few havens left basically free from everything being initialized. Sports terms have often been vivid, and we're blessed that most of them have not been abbreviated into initials or acronyms, as is the case with so much of the sustained defilement of our language. Oh, sure, we do use initials to refer to the NFL or the IOC, but we can accept that because those are just organizations, and all organizations just go by initials these days. Once there was the League of Nations, now it's the UN. Once we had the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, now we have NATO. So we can live with the PGA and the AL East. I mean, after all, we even have a president who's just known as W now. And worst of all, we have this vulgar habit of saying, that's the F word, and that's the C word, and that's the L word. If Moses came down from the mountain with the tablets right now, he would quote the Lord as saying this for the seventh commandment. Thou shalt not commit the A word. Why did we have to start abandoning a beautiful language and using all these initials? Chaucer didn't, Shakespeare didn't, Dickens didn't, F. Scott Fitzgerald didn't, C.S. Lewis didn't. And an even larger question, why is sports perhaps the last glorious holdout from this god-awful letter lingo? Thank heaven we don't say, Kobe Bryant made a 3-PDFG. We still say, Kobe Bryant made a 3-point field goal. Or we say, he made a tray, which is a prior existing word cleverly applied anew. People have always criticized sport for its cliches, but it's a fine how-do-you-do that sport now debases the language less than the rest of this TV, DVD, CBS, NPR, CEO, VP, FDIC, PG, email world. In fact, sport may be even getting better. I don't think we say TD for touchdown nearly as much as we used to. Sadly, though, you do hear a few more QBs now instead of quarterbacks. Please, let's DQ that or put it on the DHPDQ, okay? Of course, KO and TKO have long been part of the lexicon. ERA is so common, it's always in the crossword puzzles. But in one of the great circular developments in the war against initials, runs batted in was long ago initialized to RBI, but then RBI became ribbies, which is good, honest American vernacular like maxi or mini or deli. Ribby. Oh, sure, abbreviations are used in the agitype of sports statistics. You can't be a basketball fan, for instance, without knowing how to read FGFGA, FTFTA, OTA, PFPTS. But that doesn't mean basketball fans have to talk that way, and they don't. Sports people treat the English language with more respect and more cleverly than people in politics and medicine and business who are supposed to be smarter. Sports people still speak in syllables and not just in uppercase letters, and that is something to be grateful for. That, and we no longer have to hear anybody say Y2K. Thank the G word for that.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.